It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Off in the deep right side in the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes, at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
Hokies coming off a senior night win against Clemson, now facing Duke this evening, and that is where Bill Roth joins us. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm excellent. Talking to you, it sounds like we're just courtside with you here, the beautiful technology of ISDN.
We are inside an empty Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Is it odd? Knowing all the years that you've been there, those Cameron crazies, what is it like when it's just very quiet, just you talking and basically echoing through the building?
Well, we know what's about to happen. It's senior night for their seniors, including Ryan Kelly and Mason Plumlee and Seth Curry. So we know at about 6:45 it will not be quiet in here. This is probably the loudest venue that we come to in terms of basketball. It's the loudest basketball gym.
I was lucky enough to have dinner with some national college basketball writers on Friday, and they were giving me the lowdown on what it's like just to be hawked over when, you know, the fans are just leaning over on top of the newspaper writers. Is it the same setup for the radio guys?
No, we are upstairs. They put there's three radio spots and a TV spot in the crow's nest. So you walk up through the stands and you walk up a ladder, not an escalator.
Old school.
Ladder. It's totally old school, as it was when the arena was first built. So we're really high. The one thing I do suggest, if you ever do have to sit up here, is it's really hot because we're at the very, very top. In fact, you can't even stand up in the crow's nest for any of the radio or TV guys, because you'll hit your head on the pipes and the building supports. So it is the very, very top of the building, and it may be 80 on the court, and it'll be well into the 90s up here.
It'll be a bird's eye view.
You need to come down next year. Next year, you are invited to join us.
Can I steal the ISDN line and do the show from there?
Do your show from right here.
All right, I'm in. He's Bill Roth joining us. He'll be on the call tonight. Pre-game 6:30, tip at 7 o'clock. A tall task, and even bigger of a task, taking on Duke with Ryan Kelly and doing what he did in that comeback against Miami. I know you were calling the Clemson-Virginia Tech game, but have you got a chance to go back and watch what he did to Miami?
I watched it. In fact, Coach Krzyzewski said it was probably as good of a performance that any Duke player has ever had here in this building. And some of the old-timers were down there earlier today debating it, and they said, you know, Dick Groat scored 48 on his senior night. And so that shows you how far back you go. You think of all the great performances, guys like Mike Jaminski and Christian Leitner and Bobby Hurley. Danny Ferry and all these great players. They're comparing what Ryan Kelly did here the other night to Dick Groat. And it was quite a performance. And they needed every one because Miami's good, as you know. And that was a huge win for the Duke team. And I'm really curious to see now, you know, we saw Duke at Castle without Kelly. I want to see this team play in person with him because, you know, they were really good in the preseason when he was in the lineup. You know, they beat Kentucky and they beat Ohio State. They beat Louisville. You know, the only four games Duke lost this season, they're 25-4, were road games when he didn't play. And now he's back. I think I saw Lunardi doesn't have Duke as a one. I think these next 10 days are going to be really interesting. At the end of the year and at the end of the ACC tournament, it wouldn't surprise me if Duke's a number one seed.
I totally agree with you. Bill Roth joining us here from down at Duke, getting ready to get the call tonight on this game. And just going back to Saturday before we get into this actual matchup, it seemed like a debate came out of Saturday night. Who impressed more? And I'm with you. I think if Duke can go through this next 10-day stretch, they could end up as number one. But Miami got a lot of love for the way they played Duke on the road in that environment. It almost seemed like people were more impressed, you know, with the exception of Ryan Kelly, out of the teams, people were more impressed with the way Miami handled themselves.
Not surprising, though, because as we've talked about, they're so old and they've got veteran guys, and even the underclassman who starts, Shane Larkin, is terrific and very poised and plays like a senior. And they've got so many guys that have been through this before. I think, as we've talked about, Florida State showed us the blueprint last year, and Miami is this year. If you're not Coach K or Coach Williams down here, the way to win the ACC is to have a really nice veteran group of seniors that have played together and collectively get along and pass the basketball, and that's what the Noles did last year to win the title, and Miami's got a great chance to do it next week in Greensboro.
I'm not asking you to lock it down. We'll talk about this next Tuesday, but right now, going into the final week of the regular season, who's your lead candidate for player of the year?
It's tough. In fact, I was talking with some of the Duke people about it. I think it's a four-man race between Joe Harris, Mason Plumlee, Shane Larkin, and Eric Green. And I'm not so sure it's been decided yet. If you've already decided, you're not being fair to any of the four kids. I really want to watch Eric tonight here at Cameron. He could make a big step forward tonight.
Yeah, I had the same four, and I was thinking about that beforehand because I saw ballots went out yesterday. I need more time.
Mike asked Eric Green, if you couldn't vote for yourself, who would you vote for on our postgame show this past week? And Eric struggled with it and then said Plumlee.
It's still tough.
I
can't make totally a case totally against anybody or totally for anyone. I wonder with Virginia Tech's record how much it will be held against a guy like Eric Green. I actually wonder will it help or will it hurt his case?
Well, I think it hurts. I mean, if the Hokies were a 500 basketball team right now, he'd probably be getting a lot more national love. He'd have been on TV a lot more. I think that clearly Larkin's the best player, having an incredible season on the team that's been the number one team in our league all year, and that's why he's going to get a lot of love. Plumlee has done it consistently. You know, Plumlee affects the game even when he doesn't have the ball. He's so good on defense, and that's why Duke's going to be so much better now. The Ryan Kelly return to the Duke lineup is huge. It's so big because now you've got to, as a defensive team, handle two guys that are both so good. And you, in the past month or almost 2 months, whenever Plumlee got the ball, you could kind of collapse on him. Now you can't.
We'll take a timeout. Back in 60 seconds, more with Bill Roth as he joins us before Duke, Virginia Tech this evening, right here on Sports Radio 910. This is the Cowan Gates Roth Report.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in Tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
5:12 on the Cowan Gates Roth Report with Bill Roth joining us from Duke before he calls the game tonight. And speaking of times, Bill, saw the football kickoff time was announced for Virginia Tech, Alabama today.
5:30 in Atlanta. The Hokies and Crimson Tide, they're doing that so it's an unopposed time slot, so that'll be great.
Definitely a unique time spot, 5:30.
There's several games at 7 and 8 that night, but they want to give this an unopposed time slot, so that'll do well in the ratings, and it's going to do well in the ticket sales department. Your hotels. I've talked with a lot of people early that weekend, Labor Day weekend in Atlanta. The Braves are home. There's a NASCAR race, and then the Hokies are playing Alabama. And I've talked with several people in Blacksburg this past week that cannot find hotels in Atlanta already. So you need to get on that.
Great. Yeah, you're exactly right. I need to get on that because that's one we're plotting on trying to get down there and do the show from. I would like to see the Chick-fil-A kickoff. That's 5:30.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a whole lineup of that weekend, as you just said. While we're also talking about other odds and ends, a lot of talk around here about the Big East, Catholic 7 in regards to the A-10 and VCU and Butler and Richmond. And today Fox announced their two new sports lineups. And I saw you had a tweet about this last night. Everyone's kind of talking about the Big East and the Catholic 7 and the A-10 and other conferences, but we're still trying to figure out what in the world's going to happen with Notre Dame, when they're going to come into the ACC.
I think everyone is, and the article that I retweeted was written by Mark Blodgen, and it appeared in the USA Today this morning. Mark is a longtime journalist from Boston and had written, covered BC and the NFL teams up there for the Globe. He's no longer with them. He he does his own little website, but he wrote a story yesterday that USA Today picked up, and he says he expects Notre Dame to join the ACC this fall. Well, that'll be interesting. And we're at the point now where all these fall sports teams are doing their schedules. That would not include football, but it would include basketball next year. So we know for sure Syracuse is coming. We know for sure Pittsburgh is coming. And now, if Blods is right, there could be another team joining this year. And then Louisville replaces Maryland next year. So a lot of fluidity in our league membership.
Yeah, and part of the announcement today from Fox was that they do not have a deal finalized yet with the Big East / Catholic Seven. So I imagine, and I don't know if you think differently, but I imagine once March Madness dies down, once we get the championship in there, I think we'll start seeing the ball roll and some official movement on this.
Well, it has to be because there's meetings and schedules have to be put together. I know we had Coach Pete Hughes, our baseball coach, on Tech Talk Live last night, and he was talking about the problems they're having trying to do a baseball schedule with 14 teams. Now you make it 15. It's hard. There'll be people that don't play each other in baseball, and that's not good. But there's really no other way to do it unless you expand the number of games you can play.
Have yourself a great call tonight. Thanks for jumping on.
Talk with you all at 7.
You got it. 7 o'clock tonight, actually 6:30 pregame right here on Sports Radio 910. 7 o'clock tip, Virginia Tech and Duke. We'll come back. 5 storylines, 5 questions around them. We'll go quick hitting.